have some fun, girl. Let's make it a night. Better yet, forever. Let's play in my fun world, where the colors shine bright. When we're together, shawty, be easy. Why do you tease me? You do it so effortless. Hope you're prepared for this, right? T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Ensemble, keeps it 100, feeling like Rondo, smooth this is. Ooh, I'm happy that you exist. How could I move if you resist? I'll be right here on the dance floor greeting you with a kiss.
Today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams, alongside Michael Calloway. We have some excellent guests tonight and some terrific new music. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride on today's Entrepreneurs.
How's it going out there? Welcome to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, Michael Calloway. We're going to have a great show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, J.R. Williams he's stuck in traffic right now, but he's on the way. We have a great show lined up. We have several guests. We have some new music. It's going to be a good week. Last week, I thought we had great shows all last week. Shout out to all the guests that came and called in, shared some great information. Yeah, it was a good week. So what's up, folks? How was your weekend? Call in 888-429-5471. Hit us on Skype, BBS Radio 2 on Skype. You can email us at todaysradio@gmail.com. And, yeah, we look forward to hearing you call in. Talk to the guests. Ask some questions. Because you will learn a lot with this show. While we wait for our first guest to come, let's start with the question of the day. If you could pick one thing that you know you couldn't fail at, what would you choose to do? Call in with your answers. 888-429-5471. Let's get into some more music while we wait for our first guest.
You're my little piece of heaven. That's what you are to me.
That's what you are to me.
That's what you are.
No matter the weather,
you shine bright for all to see.
We are back to today's Entrepreneur Radio Show. I am your co-host, Michael Calloway. J.R. Williams is stuck in traffic, but he is on the way. Now our first guest is Dr. Barnsley Brown. She is the author of a popular ebook and audio package named Get Out of Debt and Get On With Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity with What You Have Right Now. Dr. Barnsley, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Trying to get over a cold, but other than that, everything's going great.
Hey, I must have had the same thing that you've had down here in North Carolina.
Yeah. I think it's definitely traveling up the East Coast. Well, Dr. Barnsley, tell us about your book.
Yes. My book is an ebook and audio package called Get Out of Debt and Get On with Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity Right Now. And it has all sorts of practical strategies in it. It has a lot of philosophy about prosperity and creating a rich, abundant life according to what you define as success. And it's just filled with a lot of practical information that people can also use in addition to the philosophy part.
Okay. Now, what is your mission right now in your career?
Well, my mission is always helping small business owners and women and really busy professionals to relieve stress and create balance and prosperity. So that's my mission always in my work with people. And we may accomplish it in a variety of ways. We may be releasing old negative ideas that they have about themselves and about what they can accomplish. So we may be doing that kind of work in coaching. Or we may be creating a new business for them that actually allows them to use all their skills and passions and expertise and bring them all together. So we come at it from different angles based on what someone is wanting to create. And I guess I would also say what they're wanting to uncreate.
Okay, and with your work with small businesses, how do you feel about interns? Do you think they're a good idea? Do you think small businesses should hire them?
Absolutely. I think every small business should have at least one intern because not only does it boost your prosperity because you're able to get a lot more done and you are probably either going to pay or not pay your interns. It can be either way, but you're always going to reward them. So you're going to get a lot more done. You're going to be held accountable. So they're, you know, if you know your intern is coming, Jason, you're going to get the stuff done that you're supposed to get done. So there are a lot of ways that works to your benefit to actually give you deadlines for every time that you know an intern is coming. And it just makes monetary sense right now in this economy when a lot of people are needing extra help and having to put extra effort and hours into their business. Or maybe they've had to let go of somebody who was a full-time employee. It just makes sense to have interns come and assist as well.
Now, where would a good a small business find a good intern?
You know, there are a number of places that you can look for interns. One would be a community college or a university that is near where you are. And where exactly are you, Jason? Are you in New York? Or are you in?
Oh, this is Michael, but I'm in.
Michael, I didn't catch this.
No, that's all right. No, we're in Connecticut.
Oh, you're in Connecticut. Okay.
In Connecticut.
So you have a university nearby to you?
We have Yale. We have University of New Haven. We have about 9 colleges in around this area.
Well, you've got a perfect place to be then, because what you can do is you can find the colleges or universities, obviously Yale would be awesome, Harvard, Yale, any of those, and you can, what you can do is contact the journalism department if they have a journalism department. If they don't have a journalism department, you can contact the communications department, which would be oftentimes where you could find a film intern, or you could find an intern who could assist you in things such as article marketing for your business. So those are two good places to look, and you can also look on the internet. There's some interesting places that you could find an intern or find a part-time employee, such as HireMyMom.com. I love the name of that website, HireMyMom.com. And some other places that you can look on the internet. But I'll tell you, I've had the best success. I'm right here in Chapel Hill, Go Tar Heels. I have to say we're in the middle of the ACC tournament right now. And yeah, exactly. I just had to throw that in there. It's a good place to be. But I just go to my alma mater, which is UNC, and I have connections now that I've made at the journalism, the J School, which is one of the best in the country. And I also have connections in the communications department and in the English department and in career services. So that's another place that you can put your announcement, your ad for an intern. You can put it in at career services. Most of the colleges have that, and they really actively look for really great internships for their students. And Michael, I would add, and excuse me for calling you Jason, I couldn't hear before when I was on the line, but I'd like to add to that, that when you write your announcement to get your intern, make it exciting. Make it an ad. Tell them what, not only what they'll help you do, but tell them what you'll do for them. Tell them you'll help them get the job of their dreams. You'll write them a recommendation letter. You'll train them in cutting edge online marketing techniques. You know, give them something exciting and you will get a flood of great applications.
Now, what would be a typical assignment that one might give to an intern?
I love that question. There are a lot of things that you can have them do. If you, like me, like to do a lot of online marketing, then, for example, you can have an intern who focuses on article marketing. We have a particular kind of software that we love using, and I have an intern who has helped me for the longest time in article marketing, where I'm writing articles and we're getting them all over the internet, on blogs, in article directories, in journals, and so forth on the internet. So that's one assignment you could have them do. Another would be to create a YouTube channel for your business. You can create a YouTube channel for free, and you can have film interns who would assist you in creating short 2 to 4 minute videos that you can put up there that will tell and share what you have to offer and that will give people value. So we actually have a YouTube channel, which is on creating balance and prosperity, and people can find it by writing in, by typing in Dr. Barnsley, B-A-R-N-S-L-E-Y, and balance and prosperity, and they'll be able to pull it up. And we've got, I think, like over 40 videos now on there. So a YouTube channel would be another assignment you could have them do. And if you're not into online stuff, you can have them do online research for you. I had an intern earlier today who was researching some women's associations for me for upcoming conferences that they've got going on, so I can be in contact and see if I might be a suitable speaker for them. So there are many kinds of things that you could have them do.
Now, would the interns, would they work full-time, part-time? Would it be seasonal? How would that go about?
I'm going to answer to that question. I'm going to answer yes to all of them. I try to get an intern who can stay the whole year because it just makes life a lot easier. So I try to get them for at least 2 semesters. And none of them can work full-time unless perhaps in the summer. I've always had my interns be just, say, 3 to 6 hours a week. So you really have to get very focused about what you're going to give them, and you really have to be on top of your game, to use our good ACC tournament terminology. You have to be on top of your game by giving them something really focused, because they, you know, they've got their schoolwork to do, and the last thing that we want them to do is, you know, flunk out because they're doing so much work for our business.
Okay. Well, what has been the biggest changes that you've seen in your business since you hired interns? Did you notice from when you didn't have any interns?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question, too. I'll tell you, it made me really get organized, Michael. I had to, you know, I really had to get focused about social media strategy. I had to create a strategy for our presence on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and all of this. And it made me also create a systems manual that enables one intern to pass on the information to the next intern. So the net result of all of this is that we have increased, here's just one result, we've increased the subscribers to my free email newsletter by over 30%, which is a great change. And what that means is that those people we're able to connect with and market to over and over again, and they can become purchasers of the ebook and audio, or they could invite me to give a presentation at a speaking a conference or an association meeting. So they do oftentimes turn into actual paying clients. So that's been an incredible change for us. And I've gotten to connect with all sorts of interesting people like you and many other people across the country and also mm-hmm. across the world, you know, doing radio. I love it. I just was on a radio show in Hawaii a couple of weeks ago, was on another one this week out in Denver, Colorado. I mean, all over the place. Was speaking with a woman in Paris, France a few days ago, and we've got something planned that's coming up. So it has really expanded my network and enabled me to connect with other professionals all over the world, and that is a huge benefit.
Yeah, sounds good.
When you're like me and you want to have a global reach, you know, it just technology is awesome for that.
Yeah, it's great, and the times have really changed, and things move so fast nowadays.
Well, that's right, and we have to stay up to date.
Yeah, we always have to stay current. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, listen, can I tell you something about something free real quickly, Michael, for people?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, everybody can access and get a free copy of How to Overcome Overwhelm in 7 Easy Steps, which is a great, great report for small business owners and busy professionals. And they can find it at www.spirited-solutions.com. So www.spirited-solutions.com, and they can get that free report valued at $27. Well, actually, it's priceless. And they can also get a free subscription to our email newsletter with lots of interesting, valuable tips on how to run your business and how to run your life and be happy, healthy, prosperous, and balanced. So everybody, please avail yourselves of that. And thanks so much, Michael, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, once again, we're talking to Dr. Barnsley Brown. Can you just give out your contact information before you go?
Sure. Just to repeat, it's solutions.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. Get your free report, get on our email newsletter list, and we'll be in touch with you. And we look forward to serving you in any way we can. And we have lots of free resources available for folks.
Well, Dr. Brown, it was a pleasure having you. And we appreciate you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Michael. I wish you the best in everything that you're doing.
Okay, have a good night. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. Barnsley Brown. Very nice woman. Very nice woman. Smart. She had a lot of good ideas about interns and how they can be useful. Well, our next guest is Erin Miegler. She was inspired to start her very own company by her high school students. She's a former business teacher. She's the founder of Kalapo Coconut Oil. And Erin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, Erin. Thanks for coming on. Well, can you tell us a little bit about your company?
Sure. Yes, my company is Kalapo Coconut Oil, like you mentioned. And I founded the company in December of 2009, and we import premium fair trade coconut oil to the U.S. For cooking and baking. So we resell it in Whole Foods and other grocery stores. And previous to that, I was a high school business teacher.
Okay. Now, where do you import the oil from?
We source it in Sri Lanka, which is off the southern coast of India. and it's packaged in 1,000-liter eco-friendly totes, and then we ship that to California where we package it there.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people use coconut oil. What is it good for?
Coconut oil is really gaining in popularity again. It used to be really popular in the 50s and 60s, and now it's starting to come back. And it's because of all of its benefits, really. We mainly promote the cooking and baking aspect, where you use it like you would butter. So I can spread it on toast. I can fry my eggs with it. I make really good grilled cheese. I salt in my vegetables. It's also really good for baking. You replace it as a 1-to-1 ratio for, again, butter, or if you're using olive oil or canola oil in your recipes. And then even beyond that, people use coconut oil for hair care, skin care, ulcers. It's just, the list really goes on and on of what you can use coconut oil for. I find that I think I know all of the uses, and then every day someone tells me something else that they're using it for. I'm like, oh, that's just amazing. It's really a great, great product for so many different uses.
Now, is it a big market? Are there a lot of different companies that also make coconut oil?
Well, when I started in 2009, I really looked at the market and saw that there were a few companies doing it, and I wasn't really sure of the quality or where they were sourcing the coconut oil from. And because I believe so strongly in the uses for your health in cooking with coconut oil, that more people should be using coconut oil, that was my push to bring the very best coconut oil to market, and that's why I started Kelipo. So since I started in 2009, we've seen a huge uptick of other companies that are starting to promote coconut oil as well, because this research is coming out, and people like Dr. Oz are talking about using coconut oil for weight loss, for ulcers. Gisele Bündchen, Angelina Jolie, Miranda Kerr, they're using it for vegan recipes, they're using it for their hair care. You know, these are gorgeous women who are saying, I'm using coconut oil. And so now we've really seen a lot more people jump into providing the product as well, not just Kelipo.
Now, those people you just mentioned, are they using your brand of coconut oil, or were you just saying using coconut oil in general?
I hope they're using our brand. We see comments and things that they say in People magazine and on blogs and things like that. So they're not specifically calling out a brand of coconut oil that they are using. We do try to send samples to people that we know use coconut oil to try to get them to be hooked on to Kelipo coconut oil. But it's also, you know, we're new. Again, since we are only a couple years old, I think we've done really well for ourselves of getting our name out there and getting our hands into the products of the everyday consumer. And so hopefully that will come in time that they'll say, well, I love coconut oil and I'm using Kelipo.
Now, where can people get a hold of your coconut oil from? Where can they purchase it?
All of our products are on our website, kelipo.com, which is K-E-L-A-P-O. And we also have our blog, wearecoconuts.com, which has a store locator on there so you can find in your town. We are sold across the U.S. in a lot of independent health food stores. We're also sold in a lot of Whole Foods and other larger grocery chains. And again, the great way is to go online and find a store locator to see where you can purchase it. We're also in some Canadian stores and in Puerto Rico as well.
Okay. Well, briefly, can you tell maybe like the story of how your high school students encouraged you to start this business?
Sure. I was a very young high school business teacher just out of college when I started teaching, and I was very passionate and just always encouraging of my students and saying, wow, business is so much fun. You get to do all these different, have all these opportunities and build something from scratch. And we were just teaching, teaching from the book. And they were always saying, you are so excitable about this. You have such passion for this. And you're here teaching us about it. They So they always said, you know, you need to be out there, you need to be doing something. And it wasn't necessarily that they pinpointed, oh, I need to be with, you know, doing coconut oil. But they really said, you know, and it was nice of them, well, why are you here with us? You know, like, don't waste your time here with us, which I wasn't. But it was very nice of them to recognize that that passion would be well-suited for a business endeavor. And when, again, I read an article in my local paper, the St. Petersburg Times, about how coconut oil helped with an Alzheimer's patient. And so I did more and more research on the product, and it's just a product that I can stand behind and I believe in, and I like to eat healthy every day. So I said, coconut oil is the thing that I can promote to other people, or I can educate other people about. And so now I just am educating others about coconut oil. It's a different classroom, but a lot of the same principles transition over, and I still keep in touch with my students, and it's great. And so it's a lot of fun starting a business, and I'm really glad that I took the leap and did it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a great product. I'm going to have to pick up a bottle this week. So tell us, what's next for Calipo Coconut Oil?
We're all about innovation at our company. So we came out with new pre-measured baking sticks. So just like a stick of butter, the coconut oil is measured out by tablespoon. And so you can cut how much you need to put into your recipe without having to get your measuring cup out. So we have that product. And then we're going to a couple industry trade shows, and hopefully we'll be introducing some new great products onto the market this summer as well. And now that I've mentioned coconut oil and calico, you'll probably see it all over the place when you go to the grocery store and in the newspapers and things like that.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm actually going to the grocery store later on tonight after the show, and I'm definitely going to look for it, and I'm going to try to pick it up. Now, once again, we're talking to Erin Miegler, and she is the founder of Calico Coconut Oil. So, Erin, can you just give your final parting shots and your contact information?
Sure. I would suggest that if you're looking to add some variety to your cooking, that you try Calico Coconut Oil. And you can find out about the health benefits and uses of coconut oil on our website, kelapo.com, K-E-L-A-P-O.com. Or you can shoot us an email, info@kelapo.com. And also, like I mentioned, we have our daily food blog, wearecoconuts.com, where we have nutritionists, chefs, everyone who's really telling you all about the wonderful ideas and uses for coconut oil. That's a fun place that we like to share information to consumers, too. And again, if you send us an email there or reach out to us, I'll respond very quickly to you and answer all of your questions.
Well, Erin, I want to thank you for coming on to the show. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you. Have a good time shopping tonight.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Take care.
Take it easy, Erin.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Once again, that was Erin Miegler, founder of Calipo Coconut Oil. All listeners, call in 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. Let's get into some new music, and we'll be back on the B-side.
Rock on, rock on, uptown, rock on, rock on, downtown, rock on, rock on, West Bank, rock on, rock on, Metairie, rock on, rock on, Tempo East, rock on, rock on, North Shore, rock on, 504, rock on, rock on, rock on. Girl, let me tell you, you, well, you the very best part of me, best part of me, ooh. Yeah. Cause girl, before you, it was just me and my puppy and my music. And sometimes I get so lonely, yeah, so lonely, yeah. I met you at the live jazz spot where it's hot. But everybody knows the drink's strong, yeah, the drink's strong, yeah. Jose Cuervo, the brass band played while we made our bodies rock.
And then we walk and talk on the riverfront all night long. It's on New Orleans like Bourbon Street. My cafe du monde always so sweet. And you're my fleur de lis, I'm your black and gold. Cause girl, you know I'm feeling you in your Crescent City. So, 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 so,
yeah, so I'm in the French Quarters, man. Yeah. And they had this little light skin thing. She was bad. Foreign bag, like I know she wasn't from America. She was at the French Market, I'm walking by, her back was to me, her hair really caught my eye, you know that wavy jet black long and all hers, she's an aphrodisiac, not oysters, with her fleur de lis dress on, first thing you ask any woman's a question, how you doing baby, or something just like it, you look kinda cool and I'm looking for a sidekick to go to the Saints game, chill on the lake, hit the quarters and get drinks, baby face but a body like she 26, we took a long walk, picked up some crawfish, she work at Target, got her own apartment, telling me about her life, I wanna be a part of it, girl, let's get inside before we get cold,
about to make you feel good, my cafe du monde always so sweet, and you're my fleur de lis, I'm your black and gold, cause girl, you know I'm feeling you in your Crescent City, so, 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 you never get so, no, 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 no.
Yeah, you're grooving with the sounds of Suave. Yeah, Focus. And we're just two Crescent City boys who love the Crescent City soul, you know what I'm saying? And I love my city, so when I can pick it to my city, that's a big thing. Listen. You remind me of everything in life, that's right. You dig deep like a tiger bite. All the niggas city council fight, cause you deserve more. Then these niggas willing to give you, they immature. Self-absorbed and willing to explore you. I just people from a distance, sideline you. I just people from a distance, sideline you. I just people from a distance, sideline you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your Crescent City soul, it never gets old. I know, no, no, no. Yeah. This thing about you, we've been dancing on the floor all night. Do you feel the way I'm feeling, baby? Let's get out of here. Girl, girl, you got this thing about you. You like to wear your jeans real tight. You sexy and I wanna rock you through the stress.
Now this song got you blowing on the dance floor. So tell me what it's hitting for.
Some money, a dinner. What college do I need to send her? Tech a year, tech a year. You got me missing full sail. Into a dinner. That means I want a venom. And overseas is where I want to tender. FedEx, hello, but don't sign it with my heart. I know you used to be a small, but I can change more to oil. And I ain't talking about the gold card. So to let me pop that trunk and let me put my laser gun in the back. And let it beat against the sack. Cause I don't know how to act when it comes to that. So I'ma let Elion bring the hook back, back, back.
Girl, you got this thing about you. Dancing on the floor all night. Do you feel the way I'm feeling, baby? Let's get out of here. Girl, girl, you got this thing about you. You like to wear your jeans real tight.
That's right.
You sexy and I wanna rock you.
Yeah.
Through the stress.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like
a stallion at Derby. No other girls walk to Herbie. She's thick plus her plate's a perky. Damn, baby girl,
come with me
to a world unknown. Enigma, I'm on it like lumberjack timber. Atmosphere cloudy, snow cap December, and I can't seem to get her up
off her knees. She's aggressive, and I like her aggression. And she likes the progression to the sky. We're so high, so high, so high.
She must not know I'm really spaced out, constantly up in the cosmos. And she make my head spin, cyclone. I think I need to get a grip, python. Way out of control, we both wildin'. Fresh air traffic control to both islands. Lost in each other, lose all sense of timing. As long as she's smiling, hey.
Girl, you got this thing about you. We've been dancing on the floor all night. Do you feel the way I'm feeling, baby? Let's get out of here. Girl, you got this thing about you. You like to wear your jeans real tight. You sexy and I wanna rock you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, Michael Calloway. J.R. Williams has finally arrived. He's just parking his car. He'll be right up with us any minute. But we do have our next guest on the line. Our next guest is a man that goes by the name of Aswad. He is the host of an internet talk radio show, The New 99 Percenters. Aswad, can you hear me? How's it going?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very well.
Now, Aswad, you have an interesting story. You were once unemployed and homeless, and you started an internet radio talk show. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I'm actually still unemployed and homeless.
Well, walk me through that process. How does that actually work? How did you start this?
I lost my unemployment benefits in 2010, and then I lost my home, and I had to move to Los Angeles to live with a friend. Well, I tried to get back on my feet, but like so many people are finding out, jumping back into the workforce isn't nearly as easy as it used to be, and I didn't see anything being done for the 99, percenters, as you call us, who have lost our unemployment and apparently no longer exist. So I decided we needed a forum to talk about these issues, blog about these issues, and I found Blog Talk Radio, which lets me produce a 15-minute to one-half-hour talk show for free over the internet.
All right, that sounds interesting. That's definitely a great deal. Now, what were you doing before you were unemployed?
Oh, I was living in Oregon, and I was a temp worker trying to find a permanent position, and I would work in customer service in banks, General Motors, a couple of the major banks, and going from assignment to assignment, but I was never unemployed for more than 3 weeks at a time.
Well, when does your show air?
My show right now is airing on Fridays on Blog Talk Radio, The New 99ers, and it airs at 11 a.m. to 11:15 a.m.
Okay,
and
so
it's very easy to find. You just go to blogtalkradio.com.
Now, well, what do you do? I mean, how are you able to run an internet radio talk show if you're unemployed and homeless? Where do you actually run the show from?
Well, my laptop and the library's Wi-Fi, actually.
Wow.
It's a free account with Blog Talk Radio. It's a free account. So basically all I have to do is get onto the internet and talk to my iPhone. And you get a dashboard on your, laptop screen, and I can take callers and everything. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, this is a great story, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking to the host of the New 99 Percenters radio show. Now, seeing that it's only 15 minutes, what do you usually talk about?
I give them updates on, you know, how I'm doing. I give them unemployment headlines. I give them tips on how to navigate the social service system. I've started doing that because it's not easy. And a lot of people are totally new to the social service agencies. I've been through this more than once, so I'm getting kind of good at it, and I don't like that. But I decided that if this is your first time going to a food bank, if this is your first time going to a welfare office, there are some things you need to know before you walk through that door so that you're not totally bowled over and intimidated by the entire experience. And then I actually have had guests on my show.
Now, what kind of guests do you have? What did they just?
The last two guests I had was a gentleman named Joe Nicasio, who's written a book about reinventing America's entrepreneurial spirit. Then I had Dan of 99ers.net, who runs a 99ers website that you can go to and exchange information, get information. He's got job postings on there. People starting learning how to start their own internet businesses if they're not finding a job. It's a great clearinghouse for a lot of stuff. He's been on the line about 2 years now, and he and I have been exchanging information as well.
Now, are you currently actively looking for work?
I am. Surprisingly enough, I actually have a job interview on Wednesday.
Huh. Well, good luck.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. The part-time office clerical position, which I'm completely suited for, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. And at the same time, trying to also, through my blog, biaswad.blogspot.com, promote my ebooks that I've written.
Tell us a little bit about these ebooks.
Well, I also decided that I had all this time that I was going through my hard drive one afternoon and found a number of manuscripts that I had written years ago. And I had a hard time of publishing them then because you had to do everything on paper, but now everything's digital. So I was actually able to get, at the moment, 5 ebooks onto Amazon's Kindle store. I've got about 3 on the iBook store. Celinda Gray, who is Celinda Gray, is my current favorite, about a black supermodel. And there's Juju, The 9 Lives of a Mystical Cat. I also have Romeo and Julian, A Story of Love and Hate. And Unemployed My Way, which is a short special report I write with some of the tips and tricks that I mention on how to navigate the social service system, what nonprofits to go to. I'm actually going to be updating it with a lot of nonprofit information I've discovered over the past week, so that'll be updated very soon. So I've got a number of ebooks out that people can purchase, and then just have fun reading or get informed about, you know, unemployment issues. And they can all be found on my blog.
Okay, so yeah, this sounds like a great show. Are you looking to expand it to get it for a longer time, or are you going to stick with the 15 minutes?
I'm going to stick with the 15 minutes if I don't have a guest on, because I like, you know, I'm trying to book guests. It's kind of a complicated juggling act. You're trying to book guests for your talk show, update your books on the iBook store and Amazon, keep that going, blog every day, look for a job and look for a place to stay. So you kind of have to balance this one against that one.
Okay,
this week's show will be 15 minutes.
How long have you been writing? How long did it take you to put out those 4 books that you mentioned?
The manuscripts I wrote, I think 10 years ago. And it took me a few months to write them, I'd say 2 to 3 months each. But to be honest with you, once they got digitized and put up on the net through the systems that are out there for self-publishing, it took about a week.
Now, did you release them simultaneously, or was there a release schedule?
I released a few simultaneously because the Amazon system is so easy to use. And a couple of them had to be revised. And most of the revisions were just basically for the vetting system that they do. It's not complicated, but it is a step-by-step process. So if you don't make it through step A, you've got to go back and revise it, and then it may take a week or two for it to get through their review process. But once it gets in their review process, it's entered into the iBook store and the Amazon Kindle store.
So tell everybody your show information, when it comes on, what station it's on, how they can find you.
Well, you can find the new 99ers Fridays at 11 o'clock to 11:15. That's Pacific time, and that's on blogtalkradio.com. It's also podcasted out of iTunes. So all you have to do is look for the new 99ers Blog Talk Radio in iTunes, and as soon as I'm done recording the show, it's in iTunes about a half an hour later. So there's about 7 shows there right now that you can go and download and listen to Joe Nicasio and DanTheNineers.net when I interviewed them. I think it was 2 weeks ago. So those shows are there for you. You can find my books in Amazon's Kindle store or the iBook store, or you can just go to my blog. I've actually got free chapters you can read at byaswad.blogspot.com. I've got unemployment headlines. It's my main blog page. You can see links there to social service agencies and free chapters of my books.
Well, Oswald, I want to thank you for coming on to the show, and I wish you success with your radio show.
And I thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so
much. Good night.
You too.
Wow, what a great story. Only in America can you have a homeless, unemployed man with an internet radio talk show. I'm going to check that out, actually, Friday. I think he said 11 to 11:15. Check that out, see what he's talking about for 15 minutes. Well, our next guest is Alan Jordan. He's the managing partner for the Farpoint Alliance, and that's a digital marketing boutique. So we're going to bring Alan on in and get into the Farpoint Alliance. Mr. Jordan, welcome to the show.
All right, thank you. How you doing?
How's it going?
Great.
So tell us a little bit about the Farpoint Alliance.
Well, like you said, we're a digital agency. Think Mad Men Online, essentially. That's what we do. We make so that we manage your online reputation, handle your social media marketing needs, and also your online marketing needs that really focuses on search engines. So we drive traffic to your websites, which in turn should, you know, turn into some customer conversions or sales.
Now, how can online marketing help your business?
Well, essentially, everyone uses the search engine. You know, the unfortunate, that's today. It's like if you didn't have a telephone years ago and in the yellow pages, people use search engines now. Everyone goes to it. They use it. So you basically got to have your online presence, meaning your website, and make sure that you can function within that. And, you know, throughout, like I said, our techniques, and especially social media marketing and the search engines, we drive traffic to your websites.
Now, walk me through the process of, if I'm a potential client, how do I go about getting in touch with you, and what services can you offer me?
Well, getting in touch with us is easy. Our website is www.farpointalliance.com. It may be simpler to find us in the search engines. We're usually near the top for most things, such as small business online marketing, social media marketing, online marketing experts, online marketing, online reputation management. We, you know, those are all our services, and those are all the things we make sure that we rank for, because if you're not on the first page of the search engines, you're basically out of the game.
Yeah, that's. Now, well, how much would something like that cost? I mean, how does the pay structure work? Do I pay per how high my ranking gets? Walk us through that.
Oh, our plans basically are based on the size of your the number of pages in your website, size of your company, and things like that. We have very affordable plans that, you know, that scans the gamut of prices, but basically, you can actually get a plan that's as low as $75 a month. And we tell people, listen, we're not asking you to put out any more money than what you would spend for marketing. Essentially, since everything is going online, you may want to just shift some of your marketing dollars. For instance, 86% of the people now don't even watch TV ads. You know, with the rise of the DVR and online TV, advertising dollars are down tremendously for broadcast TV. So we essentially tell people, hey, whatever you're using for someplace else, just take this piece of money, allocate it to online marketing, and you can make a difference.
Now, is social media something that can drive sales?
Definitely. You know, social media is not only things like Facebook and LinkedIn, but it's also things like review sites that are out there, like Yelp, Angie's List, and stuff like that. People go to these things to figure out whether or not they're going to make a purchase. So statistically, they said that 78% of the people do project research first and use the internet to do it. When they see a review saying someone recommends this product, they're more likely to buy it. So social media can actually drive that. Also, use of things like Twitter will actually just puts the buzz out there about your product and services. Things like YouTube can be used. How many times have you seen a zany video that goes viral? And all of a sudden, you know, millions of people see a video with your product on there that wouldn't have seen it otherwise.
Plenty of times. Now, how important is an online reputation for a business?
It's very important. It can kill you. That's why I was talking about alluding to the reviews and testimonials. I mean, you may not even know it. You can have one disgruntled customer go put a review out there that could potentially ruin your business. Let's say someone searched for your business. Of course, your name is going to come up first if they search for it by business name. But what happens when right below it there's a review that says, hey, I went to that restaurant and I saw rodents running around? And it may not even be true, but you know, it's there, and it's something that you have to be aware of. You just can't just put your website up and not worry about your online reputation, because it will come back to bite you if you don't.
Yeah, now, how important are search engines to your business, and how can they be utilized to your benefit?
Well, most people, they're, you know, go online every day. 3/4 of the U.S. adult population goes online every day. So you're talking about over 164 million online users at, you know, during the daytime. And think about this. There's 34,000 searches per second on Google in the U.S. So people are looking for stuff. And like I said before, the Yellow Pages used to be the tool. Now it's not. I mean, that's include local searches. I mean, if you're just looking for a local bar or restaurant, people go online and search for those things now. You know, what's the closest to me, my zip code? So you have to have an online presence. You have to make sure that you're on the first page, because statistically 85 to 90% of the people don't go past the first page. And then here's even more of a kicker. The top three account for all the clicks on a particular topic. So, you know, when you look at that, it's very important to be on that first page, more important to be in the top three positions. It does drive revenue. $500 billion in revenue coming from internet every year.
Now, once again, we're talking to Alan Jordan from the Farpoint Alliance. Now, Alan, how does social media influence a buyer's behavior?
You're putting buzz out there. You know, go check out Joe's Diner or restaurant. You're doing things like the viral videos that they pass around, and again, getting your product some exposure without even, you know, people even being aware of that they're sending out a commercial for you. Also, those reviews, like I said before, are part of that social media. So everything like that can influence how people affect your, you know, go to your business, how they view it, and it's basically, it can drive sales. A lot of people don't realize how much sales can be driven from that. You know, they think of it simply as, hey, I don't have an e-commerce site selling, you know, with a checkout. That's not true. People do a lot of online searches and things like that in order just for walk-in business, things that you never even think of, like, you know, the restaurant business. People go online, look at your menu and things like that. They, it's basically, it is used, so you have to embrace it in order to survive.
Now, Alan, for our listeners who are just now tuning in with us, can you tell us a little bit about your services once again that you offer?
Okay, the Farpoint Alliance is www.farpointalliance.com. We offer online, we are a total online marketing boutique. We offer services in search marketing, social media marketing, and online reputation management. We basically find ways to bring customers to your door. Okay.
And you have very affordable prices, you said?
Yes, like it, our prices are based on the size of your website, and our prices basically range from $75 a month to about $2,500, depending on the size of your website and the size of your, you know, your amount of revenue and things like that.
Okay, now is that a big difference in? Because that's a wide gap. Is that a big difference in the amount of services that you receive?
No. Again, it's based on the size of your website. For instance, our top price is for, let's say, an enterprise. You take a large company like an Allstate Insurance. They probably have 10 to 20 different websites. And under that $2,500, you get that blanket coverage.
Okay. Well, Mr. Alan Jordan from the Farpoint Alliance, it was great having you as a guest on the show tonight. I wish you all the best success. And we appreciate you for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me. And good luck yourself.
All right. Take care now.
Bye.
Well, anybody out there looking for any search engine optimization, make sure you contact Alan Jordan from the Farpoint Alliance. Let's get into some more new music, and we'll be back with our next guest after the flip side.
Eric Sermon.
Gonna keep it going.
Yeah.
This is our one girl army.
Yes.
Let's smooth it out. Let's plug this up in the car.
Yeah.
In your headphones. Just rhyme. I'm gonna need to sip your martini. See screw their faces, cause they not me. You got me on my shoulders, cause I ought to be. I order NYC like B.I.G. Sloppy, confident, cocky. Wish from the top of the key. Your wine try to stop me. No carbon copy. So nice, flow to my heartbeat. Get as deep as a shark deep. Glow bright, I can't light up a dark street. No rapper. Beyond an artist, being real flows through my arteries. Make it hot, then I have to breathe. One purpose, ear, forget a lot of cheese. Focus, ain't nobody harming nobody. On the mic, I'm like strong on rock gun.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Got haters everywhere I go now. Jealous, no class, no staff. 1 minute, look at my profile. Milk the game until there's no counts. Met my unbuttoned my blouse. Leather shoes now, into my house. Hip hop, never take the rhyme out. Bought it hard, call a timeout. Better listen like my up to nine now. Cocaine, just spit lines out. Could never take my shine out. Look, Victor, Guan, tech line out. My prime, can't stop my grind now. Moving forward, yes, my time now. No stunting, it's what I'm about. I just drop the shoes, then I'm out.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Hey, yo, live from the boogie down Bronx to Dub. I'm putting P in the game now. It's time for a sub.
That's why.
The question is, can she compete? With two of them, they can't even speak. Their approach is weak. Me, how you hot because of what you did in the street? Impress me on the beat. We ain't gonna repeat. You heard what I said, man. I keep my style underground like a dead man. And you can lay with them or not. How you want it? Get cut or get shot? Cause that's what happens when you're playing the toughie. Questions get danced around like Buffy. And like him, we ain't gonna stop. Never. On a mic with murder. Mason, better. Anybody stepping to us, Joe Paris got respect from Jamaica since I shot the sheriff.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Radio Raheem Devine.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
No,
no.
We're back with today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, Michael Calloway.
And I'm J.R. Williams.
He's finally arrived, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm here, folks. How you doing? Sorry for the delay. A little traffic. Coming from a little business conference myself. I heard we had a good show going on here. I have to go back and listen.
Yeah, we had a real good show. We had a real good show. Okay. I mean, we had
some interesting
guests. We had a homeless unemployed man start his own internet radio talk show called The New 99 Percenters.
Wow, that's real big.
Every Friday for 15 minutes, 11 to 11:15.
Oh, okay. And does he have a site or anything?
I know his show was on Blog Talk Radio. But that was pretty cool, man. That was a great story. I mean, not too many people would. He goes to the public library to do a show.
Oh yeah,
with the free internet access. So that's he had a great story. I hope everything works out for him.
You were telling me about the coconut oil. I found that interesting.
Oh yeah, we had Erin Meager. She was the founder of Calapo Coconut Oil.
Okay.
And she was a high school business teacher.
Wow.
And her students, they inspired her to start her own company out in around 2009. So she's pretty new. She hasn't been out for that long of a time.
She's still starting up.
Yeah, she's fresh. She's still a brand new startup.
Is there a way to get the coconut oil and then order it?
Yes, you have to check her out on her website.
Okay.
That was calapocococonutoil.com.
Gotcha.
You can find everything you need there. She said coconut oil had a lot of good benefits that olive oil doesn't have.
Oh, is that so? Okay.
Yeah.
And I just bought a big bottle of that at the Whole Foods Sam's Club the other day.
Yep.
You know, because you got to save some money, man. I'd rather spend 10, 15 to get the big bottle. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it was a real good show so far.
I look forward to this.
We had some great music. Fans, call us in. 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. Contact us at BBS Radio 2 on Skype. Once again, that's Skype, BBS Radio 2. And I had the question of the day, right? I said, if you could pick one thing in life that you knew you couldn't fail at,
okay,
what would you choose to do?
That you knew you couldn't fail
at. That you knew you couldn't fail.
Wow.
That's a deep question.
It is. It is.
I mean, only one thing.
That you knew you couldn't fail, huh? But, I mean, it begs a different, like, do people even... Does that question really pose to most people? You have to think. I think that once you kind of put your head forward and you start moving in the direction of something, let's say somebody wants to be a nurse, they start going to school, that's what they're trying to do. I don't think they actually ever think about the aspect of failing. You know, you think, okay, I'm going to put forth the footwork, go get the education, I'm going to get a job. I don't know.
So, oh, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, just...
In general,
if you could pick one thing that you knew you could not fail at, what would you choose to do?
Something I got to take a couple minutes and think about there. So I mean, because then so many things come into play.
I know mine easily. Mine would be to play Powerball.
Oh yeah, can't fail.
Can't fail.
You know, it's funny you say that because I was thinking along the lines of being a professional gambler, so like a poker player
or something like that, right?
Yeah. You know? That would pretty much be my thing because you could travel around.
Yep.
You know, everybody has poker tournaments,
casinos,
just wherever. You know, I think that might be my thing, folks. I'll be that one dude to come through, take the pile from you. But it's been it was a good weekend. You know, it's definitely this winter has been strange to say the least. I mean, I'm walking around in t-shirts, shorts. I'm running outside with the dog. I'm saying, is it really February? It's February out. I mean,
definitely.
It's just
Then the next day it snows 4 inches.
Yeah, it does, right? And it's funny because even today I'm looking at the little bit of snow that's left.
Yeah.
I'm going, and it's hot out. You know, and it's not quite melting, but it just looks like a movie set.
Like, yeah, it does. It looks fixed.
You know, sun's out, all these plops of snow.
You catch the All-Star game?
I did.
NBA?
I did. And I caught the
slam dunk contest, anything of that.
Yeah, you know, I seen the double dunk.
Yeah, it was pretty corny this year. Oh, the double dunk was nice though. Yeah. The double dunk was nice. The guy that won it, that was the best dunk of the night.
Right.
The double dunk with the two hands. Wow. I never seen anything like that.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I've never seen nothing like that.
So he deserved to win that hands down. I was
hands
definitely
down, and he jumped over the guy in the chair.
Yeah, he has to be 6'8".
Yeah, he was up there, tall. And he was long.
Yeah, he's a tall dude. He made it look real easy, you know,
real easy with two balls at once.
I mean, just when you think what else can be done, here they go. Three balls has to be next. It's gonna be a juggling act while you're
something like
spinning
that, right?
Around, you know,
in midair.
Yeah.
I like to see some more stars in it, though. You know, I like to see some more bigger name stars in the dunk contest.
Oh, I got
bring
you,
it back.
Because,
it's kind of these guys were nobodies. I mean, I've never heard of any of these guys.
Do the big
except
boys still dunk? Like a Kobe and, you know, like a Garnett, not even, but I mean, maybe a D Rose, right? I know he's dunking.
Oh, yeah, he.
But, a veteran.
A veteran probably couldn't get in there. They're too old now.
They're not really trying to.
Their legs,
like
I don't
that.
Think they can. They
Kobe
can.
Should be able to jam it.
Oh, he could definitely still dunk, but he couldn't enter a dunk contest. He can't jump like that anymore.
He's not getting extraordinary with it.
No, nah, he can't do anything along those lines. He's been in the league for like 17 years.
Yeah,
people don't even know. He's been in the league for years, for 15 years or something like that. Kobe's been down for
it's always up
like 94 or something like that, 96. Or I forgot when he came in. It was
mid-90s. Straight out of high school. You know, it's always up to the young generation, man, the new generation to bring it into, you know, fruition, the new styles and up the ante, you know. That's all I can think. But that was cool, you know. I'm just happy March is here. This is the springtime's gonna start. I planted some tulips for you guys that have green thumbs or, you know, you're into your landscape. So, I got busy with the tulips and I'm excited to see something pop up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You put in work before the winter. It's been months, you know, and I want to see something come up. So I'm looking, I'm like, another few weeks with this type of weather.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, something could grow soon. The chat room's going crazy. Listeners call in 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. Yeah, it's been we like to shout out our sponsors of today's show, mailcallonline.com and Virgo Management.
And there was something on my tongue, man. I want to start to kind of speak when we do get some callers in here, just, you know, on thoughts of what's going on, you know, maybe a political minute here and there to hear people's thoughts.
People's thoughts on what's going on with the elections and
elections, some of these, you know, these things, Syria and, you know, just, I think it's
any current events, basically.
Love to hear, get some input on, you know, just, I really like the idea of this guy with the 99%, the new 99%. I got that wave right there, that movement is, something that needs to
be further explored.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
I look at the tents that are set up over here at Yale and,
all across the country, you've got campsites
everywhere.
Popped up.
Everybody in their city, you'll see a tent site, you know. They've been there for months.
Months now. Almost a year.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm about to say way over a half a year.
Yeah, close to a year.
So, you know, kudos to them, you know, that have stuck it out, and you know, I mean, it's big, you know, to, I definitely have respect for somebody that, you know, sticks to their principles and stands firm and, you know, goes out to the fullest extent of showing and expressing themselves, you know. So kudos to them.
Yeah, that's definitely the best type of person.
Somebody that goes all out for their beliefs.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is Toby Israel. Toby, she is from a company called Robe to Wellness, and they make robes, a specialty item, and we'll find out what this is all about. Toby, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, how you doing, Toby?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent.
Well, Toby, what exactly is the Robe to Wellness?
Well, the Robe to Wellness is a designer robe for women going through treatment for cancer. As you may know, or some of your listeners may know, women, for example, who have breast cancer have to go to treatment 5 days a week for 6 weeks, more or less. And usually they wear that kind of blah robe. And what the Robe to Wellness does is offer them an alternative, a really beautiful robe that they can wear that makes them feel empowered and renewed and beautiful and feminine. So totally different kind of robe. It's kind of soft on the skin. It comes in beautiful colors of gold and silver and black. It's designed to look like a kimono, and it's just really a beautiful item. And it also comes with a carrying tote that women can use to kind of discreetly carry the gown back and forth to each one of their radiation treatments.
And
so
what?
It's great. I wish your listeners could see it. You know, it really, when you imagine how emotionally and physically draining the process of going through radiation is, you can understand why it's something that might really make women feel better.
So what would you say makes
it... And I can
tell you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, what makes it so unique again?
Well, besides being just what one patient called an absolutely magnificent gown, it also includes an online and in-person kind of social networking system. And the way it works is listeners and anybody can go on to the website, robeto wellness.com, and post messages of cheer to women going through radiation. So, for example, right now we have some messages that are really special that we are using, like, in deep waters, friends carry you. You're gently held in love and care, and may sunshine light your path. And what happens is these messages are transferred onto labels, and then the labels become kind of like little strips of cloth that are sewn into the gown collars by survivors and friends and family at breast cancer support centers, including right now the Princeton YWCA Breast Cancer Support Center. And women sew and support each other while they're sewing. We swap advice and ideas, and also usually have a recipe and healthy dessert. So it's kind of like a combination of an old-fashioned sewing bee and the cutting edges of info technology. So interesting combination.
Okay. Now, is the robe something that you designed personally?
Well, I didn't design the fabric. The fabric was designed by a well-known New York City designer, and I, yes, designed the overall pattern of it, or the overall shape of it. And I had help from focus groups that were held at Breast Cancer Resource Center in Princeton, focus groups of women who had gone through radiation, and they gave input all along the way. So, for example, although it opens in the front, there's a very discreet flap that makes it, you know, very modest to wear at the same time as being very vibrant. So in that way, I say I collaborated with women who are breast cancer survivors to design and develop it.
Yeah, my grandmother is actually a cancer survivor. Now, is there anything that inspired you to get into this line of work?
Well, I myself actually had breast cancer, or was diagnosed with breast cancer 5 years ago, and it kind of came as a complete shock. I didn't have any history of breast cancer in my family, but it came out in a mammogram. And I, like everyone else, even though you hear about this, I kind of melted down and freaked out, and decided, okay, I had to go through this radiation. And what I decided to do was do what I know best, and that is, I'm a design psychologist, which is I create designs that also give people a sense of well-being. So I, with that in mind, I remembered that I had this wonderful robe in my closet, not the one that we've now designed, but a Chinese robe that I'd had for years. And I reached into the closet, got that robe, and decided to wear it to the radiation treatments. And for one thing, it was a positive distraction for both the patients waiting for treatment and also the nursing staff there. And then when I was getting the treatment, I kind of imagined myself a queen staring down cancer, imagined the radiation kind of swirling through me, doing its thing and going out again. And the end of that was I didn't get any radiation burn, which was highly unusual. Now, whether or not that had to do with the robe, I don't know. It's something I'd like to study. But I know it made me feel like I was in control in a situation that otherwise seemed out of control. So having had that very positive experience myself, I thought, well, it would be great to have this for other women as well. So that's pretty much what led me to design it.
You actually answered another question that we were going to ask you. But
okay.
But can you just tell us about the success of Robe to Wellness Project so far and how our listeners can find out more about it?
Okay. Well, it's been great that we've already had hospitals adopt the robe for all their patients, which in my mind is what's really ideal. We have Capital Health here in Hopewell, New Jersey, and also the University Medical Center at Princeton. Both hospitals, new hospitals, opened or opening up. And understanding the importance of design as part of the healing process. So I do and have now sold them to hospitals. I'm looking for other hospitals to buy them, adopt them as well. And every day we're also getting individual women and their loved ones and friends and coworkers buying the gowns for themselves or as gifts. So it's very easy to find out more if you're a hospital or an individual looking to buy them. You go to www.robe2wellness.com, and you can find out more about it. We're also very pleased to have donations, which have enabled us to give a limited number of free gowns to low-income women. And because of the success so far, we're very pleased that we've also been able to give a percent of the profits back to the wonderful Princeton Breast Cancer Resource Center and make the robes available to their members at a discount. Our sewing circle is also going really strong every Tuesday. I don't know what area your listeners are in, but they meet again at the Princeton Breast Cancer Resource Center from 1 to 3 on Tuesday. And so you can also go to the website to find out more about that. And also we ask your listeners to please send a message of support and cheer to women going through radiation. And again, you can do that by going on robe2wellness.com.
Toby, this is a great thing that you're doing here.
Absolutely.
I just want to commend you on
this. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, but going back to the robes for a minute, are they handmade? Do you make them, or are they manufactured?
No, they're manufactured. The part that's hand done is the sewing of the messages in the gown's collar.
Now, is that something that you do yourself?
Well, we do it as part of the sewing circle. We have a group of women who volunteer and come together, and we have the messages there, and we sit and sew them in like an old-fashioned sewing bee.
Wow. Okay. Now, Toby, what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Toby from New Jersey. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Dr. Toby Israel from The Robe to Wellness. You can check her out at www.robetowellness.com. Yes. Toby, we want to thank you for calling into the show
and being
a guest. We appreciate it. And have a good night.
Thank you very much for what you're doing for all these women.
And I wish you all the best. Toby's dropped off the line. Well, we've had a homeless. She's living with cancer and with breast cancer at that.
Gave
and she
started
her own company. I mean, this is what America's about. This is what today's entrepreneurs is all about. I mean, we've had a homeless man today.
Perseverance right there.
Unemployed homeless man. Called. We've had a woman with breast cancer.
You know, overcoming.
I mean, she never gave up. Now she has her own line of robes.
Yeah, and it has a meaning to it. It's not like she's just trying to sell a robe.
Trying to cash in. She has a message behind her robes.
You know,
that's definitely a great story. Well, why don't we play some more music and then we'll get into our last guest on the flip side. Today's entrepreneurs.
You're my little piece of heaven. That's what you are to me.
That's what you are to me.
That's what you are.
No matter the weather,
you shine bright for all to see.
Heaven,
that's what you ought to.
wanna have some fun, girl. Let's make it a night. Better yet, forever. Let's play in my fun world, where the colors shine bright. When we're together, shawty, be easy. Why do you tease me? You do it so effortless. Hope you're prepared for this, right? D minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Ensemble, keeps it 100, feeling like Rondo, smooth assist. Ooh, I'm happy that you exist. How could I move if you resist? I'll be right here on the dance floor greeting you with a kiss.
She likes to party on.
Pluto, that's my joint.
I like that song right there. Alien Craft, Pluto. Well, we're back.
It's a Monday, folks.
Thanks for listening to today's Entrepreneurs. BBS Radio 2. Call in 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471.
Let us know how you're feeling, what you
How's
think,
everybody man. Doing out there?
What's going on? Give us some input. How you feeling about the guests? Has anybody put any of the information to use yet? Has anybody contacted anybody that they've heard? Yeah.
On
we
the show.
Need all that feedback. We want to know
we
how this
know how this is helping you.
Yeah. Well, is the Spectrum outlet?
I mean,
is
we had useful? A wide array of guests.
Oh, wow. I mean, where do you even start? I just want to know.
I mean, a broad spectrum.
And very, very unique, interesting.
Intelligent people.
That are, yeah, and just, but, you know, products or services that are very important and people, you know, I think will help a lot of people. Let me just say that. We've heard some things I didn't know existed, you know. Services
Agreed.
I didn't know were out there for people, just, you know, up and coming authors and, you know, people that want to get into, you know, you name it, you know, you
Agreed.
Got, so folks, we're doing this for you, you know, this is what we do. We're young entrepreneurs ourselves and, you know, we wanted to just,
we're here to bring you that first person, perspective. Hear it directly from the horse's mouth.
That's it, right there. You know, because
get inspired.
They say this country is based off of small businesses. This is what runs the country. This is what makes the, you know, this is what puts the money in the pocket, keeps the economy spinning. So this is an outlet and a avenue for the entrepreneur of the small business that runs America. Right here. That's what I love about this, because it's a real thing. It has, you know, it has real meaning, real presence. And this is what we need to keep on being, pushing forward, and, you know, just having a good economy is businesses working together, entrepreneurs working together, good relations, you know, because you never know how one thing can help and flip off to the next.
Yep, it just branches off.
You know, so.
You know, they say one sale leads to the next.
Definitely does. Word of mouth is everything, recommendations, you know, just that's what it's all about. Good communication, networking, structure, prioritizing, organizing.
Yep.
You know,
that's
the structure, and you
that's
know,
what
foundation.
It is, man.
You feel me? On to the next. So this is we've been around for a while now, feeling good.
Hit us up on Skype, BBS Radio 2.
Radio.
Skype, BBS Radio 2.
We do have one more guest tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
We have one more guest. We are waiting for this guest to call in.
Okay.
Decker Dreyer. We'll see.
No problem.
Maybe he's having some type of phone.
We're going to have to put him on a date. Within probably this week or maybe early next week on a upcoming date of maybe when we'll have some repeat guests up here, you think?
Perhaps we will have the Dangerous Lee experiment starting in a few weeks on Wednesday. We can ask Dangerous Lee. Our new segment, Ask Dangerously, on Wednesdays.
Yeah, that'll keep
look forward to that in a few weeks.
Then we have what's my man's name that we had twice already?
Oh, we've had Steve Williams.
Steve
the Dean Williams from the School of Dating, schoolofdating.com. Yeah, he was good. Now, the reason why I said he should take that act on the road, because it was almost comedic in the sense of, it was almost comedic in the sense of.
They said, oh, man, we're going to have some women that are going to be just offended.
Yeah.
Probably some men, you know, there's going to be some like, whatever, you know. Some women might agree. Like, he's totally telling the truth.
I mean, he is. He's being straightforward. Yeah. And so maybe it's just overly, they might find him overly aggressive. that's the only thing I can think of. Maybe he's overly aggressive, but I like him. I think he's entertaining. He has a different perspective, and we're gonna get to see Dangerous Lee's perspective, a female perspective. See how she responds to the same questions,
you know,
that Steve Williams responded to.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get a woman's perspective on the whole dating issue.
You're right. I didn't think about it like that. She definitely is going to have her own take, and at least but we're unbiased.
Oh, absolutely.
Male, female.
She'll definitely have her own take.
Same expertise levels. Let's see. You know, this should stir up some good
controversy,
you know, just in general amongst the listeners.
Just some good not necessarily controversy, some good dialogue.
That's
a good sequence of events.
That's a great word. Yeah.
Okay. A good sequence of events. See if we can get them to go back and forth on some issues. Email us in your questions for Dangerous Lee for Steve Williams at todaysradio@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at MailCallOnline.
MailCallOnline. How many followers do you have?
Oh, I'm new to Twitter and the whole, and I don't even know how to send. I'm still new to the thing, but I have a few. I think I might have maybe like 100 or something like that. But I've just,
you're up there.
I just opened my account in February, so I'm a couple days new to this and actually start to go on Twitter. I'm new to the whole thing, and I don't really, I'm getting used to it, I guess.
You and me the same. Another sponsor shout out, the Virgo Management. Contact 203-927-8001 for all of your needs, painting, sheet rocking, waterproofing, any type of home improvement things that are really of a necessity. Please call 203-927-8001. That's Virgo Management. And also Computers R Us. If you have that virus that's just persistent, slowing your computer down, you need a new CD-ROM drive, your sound has dissipated from the computer, give Eric Logan a call, 203-562-3905. Computers R Us. Let them take a look at the computer, the laptop, the tablet, you know, get the diagnostics done for you at a reasonable rate. It's BBS Radio. It's today's entrepreneurs.
Let's play our most requested song of the day. Once again, this is Suave with his hit single, Heaven. And then we'll be back after the song.
All right.
You're my little piece of heaven. That's what you are to me.
That's what you are to me.
That's what you are. No matter the weather, you shine bright for all to see.
Heaven,
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Decker Dreyer had some phone complications. He's not going to be able to make it in and call and talk with us tonight.
That's all right. That's all right.
We'll see if we can get him back on. And, we've had some interesting guests today. Some great guests, actually.
I mean, all of our listeners that are entrepreneurs themselves, please just shoot us an email, you know, give us your contact information so we could contact you and see if, you know, this is a avenue for you. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send us your information.
Absolutely. And all you musicians out there,
send us that music.
Send us your music. All genres of music are accepted.
Not too
send
many.
It through todaysradio@gmail.com.
Not too many stations playing music for free nowadays, you know? So
attach a MP3 file or shoot me a YouTube link.
That's it.
todaysradio@gmail.com. Once again, the call-in number is 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471.
Tell us again, man, about mail call online. Let the listeners know, you know, I don't know if they've heard recently exactly what goes on with mail call online.
Mailcallonline.com.
It's an excellent.
The internet's excellent number one greeting card site. If you want to order somebody a Christmas card to make sure it arrives in Christmas this year, 2012, log on to mailcallonline.com and we'll make sure to order one today. We'll make sure it arrives on Christmas. You don't have to wait to the last minute for any holidays. We'll hold your cards for up to a year before we ship them out.
Now, these are physical cards that are sent out?
These are physical, top quality, 100% made in the USA cards.
This is like a Hallmark.
Like a Hallmark
card, okay.
But it's thicker in weight. It's not a flimsy card.
So you get to look at it on the site. See the card you want, but you don't get to sign these cards, I take it. You don't get to sign the card.
All the cards are signed electronically, and you can write a little message, 45 characters, a message that will be printed on the card as well. So just log on to www.mailcallonline.com and they can help you. 16 categories to choose from.
I mean, how do you...
Holidays, occasions.
How do you keep up with all the cards, all the holidays, for all the family members, for all the in-laws, for all the cousins, the uncles, how do you keep,
exactly.
I mean, come on.
You always forget. You're always waiting, running to the store at the last minute. Now there's no need for that. Shipping is completely free.
That's crazy.
No postage, no shipping charge.
Unfortunately, if you have any loved ones that are incarcerated, I mean, free cards.
Letters.
Right? Free letters.
You can write free letters to any inmate incarcerated in any state or federal prison.
Okay. I mean, that's just a perk, you know. Just
public service announcement. You can definitely send a free letter to any inmate in the state or prison facility.
Within the country.
Within the country.
Okay.
Stay connected, support our people.
Take a look, mail.
Everybody support their friends, online. Support your family.
Was it mail card?
Mail call online.
Mailcallonline.com. Take a look,
look
around, see if it's something that's of a career interest, perhaps. Nice part time job right there.
Yes, we are currently hiring.
You know,
for outside sales reps.
Makes sense.
If you have any interest in being an outside sales rep, so you're good in sales, send your resume to press@mailcallonline.com. Once again, send your resume to press@mailcallonline.com.
No.
And we're hiring, paying out big commissions, 20 to 30% commissions. We're paying out big commissions.
Where can you get it at in this time, in this day and age? Where is that coming from? 30%. Oh!
Yeah.
I sell $100 worth and I keep 30.
You keep 30.
That's
off
big.
Off the top.
That's big. I mean, because the whole product service itself is big, you know. like I said, I know I'm not the only one. There's no way you can remember all these cards and things that you want to have, you know, sent to sound.
There's no way. And then, after you, make an order, you'll receive an email, a year later reminding you of that holiday or that occasion that you sent that card for.
So
you'll never forget.
People are, you forget.
You'll forget
that you even pre-sent the card to somebody, exactly. But that means you would have forgot to send it out anyway. So yep. At least it got sent, and you got reminders. So you could get the good feeling.
So everybody know that you know that has a birthday in March, St. Patrick's Day. Log on to mailcallonline.com. Send them a card.
With a big.
You don't have to wait till the last minute. You can order your card today.
With a big little leprechaun on it.
You can order your card today. It will arrive within a year's time, depending on what holiday or what occasion or what date you would like your card to arrive. You have a year to play with.
And this is what it's all about, folks. Entrepreneurs.
Well, today was another day of today's entrepreneurs. It's Monday, February 27th. It was a good show for Monday, man. We had the homeless guy. I remember him. We had the woman that was living with breast cancer and started her own company, a robe company for people that are going through radiation and chemotherapy and all type of treatment.
I meant to ask her what portion of her company, her robe sales, perhaps went to charity. I'm imagining.
She said 50%. I don't know if it was profits or what she said 50% to, but 50% of something definitely went towards
towards the research. I figured that. I mean, usually that type of thing, you know, because it's such a big awareness. That's great. And her being a survivor herself, it's excellent.
Okay, folks. Well, we'll see you Wednesday. We have a great lineup for you. And until next time, today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show.
Thank you,
Michael
folks.
Calloway.
J.R. Williams. Today's Entrepreneurs.
Thank you for listening to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams, alongside Michael Calloway. We appreciate you tuning in tonight and hope that you enjoyed the show. Until next time, please keep a successful state of mind and keep the creativity brewing.